This article is brought to you by the best-selling books I write every time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the bridge method restores emotional control after a conflict has damaged trust. 6 structured steps to reclaim your composure and rebuild what was broken. In short, emotional control after conflict is not about suppressing what you feel. It is about having a structure steady enough to hold your emotions while you do the repair work. The bridge method gives you 6 sequential steps to move from emotional residue to genuine resolution. Each step is designed to lower physiological arousal and redirect reactive energy into constructive action. Without this structure, most people either avoid the repair conversation entirely or reignite the original conflict. Definition: emotional control method refers to a structured approach that helps you regulate your internal emotional state during and after conflict, allowing you to respond deliberately rather than react impulsively. In the context of the bridge framework, it means using a 6-step sequence to channel post-conflict emotion into trust repair. You said something sharp, or they did. The meeting ended badly. The words still hang in the air. And now you're sitting across from someone who used to trust you, and neither of you knows how to begin. You want to repair it. You genuinely do. But every time you open your mouth, something old and defensive rises up, and the conversation goes sideways before it even starts. That is the moment where emotional control becomes the central skill, not a nice to have, but the thing everything else depends on. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe the bridge method as the framework designed precisely for this moment. It is outlined in Chapter 9, in the section on conflict resolution and relationship repair. The method does not just guide what you say. It guides how you steady yourself enough to say it well. When trust has been damaged, raw goodwill is really enough. You need structure. The bridge method provides it. Why emotional flooding sabotages every good intention. Here is something I have watched happen more times than I can count. 2 people have a serious conflict. It settles, at least on the surface. Then one of them, full of good intentions, tries to repair things. They sit down with the other person, and within 4 minutes the argument is alive again, sharper than before. Not because either person wanted that, because neither of them had structure. When conflict damages trust, your nervous system does not simply reset. The body holds the memory of the threat. Emotional flooding, which is what happens when your amygdala fires faster than your reasoning brain can respond, does not only occur during the conflict itself. It can re-trigger the moment you walk back into the room with that person, hear a particular tone of voice, or feel the conversation edging toward the original wound. If you want to understand more about how this hijack operates beneath the surface, the article What is the Amygdala Hijack? And How It Silently Blocks Team Synergy in High-Pressure Moments covers it in detail. The body wants to protect you. That protection instinct, left unmanaged, prevents every repair you try to make. You need something stronger than good intentions. You need a method. The bridge method. What it is, and what it is for. The bridge method is a 6-step relationship repair framework I introduce in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time. It stands for: be edging with an apology, re from the relationship, identify the breakdown, discuss new expectations, in agreement, establish a follow-up. It is not a script for an argument. It is a structure for the conversation that comes after the argument, when the heat has passed, but the damage remains. Every step is designed to do 2 things at once: keep your emotional state regulated and move the relationship forward. The method works because it removes the need to improvise when your emotional reserves are depleted. You are not thinking, what do I say now? You know what step comes next. Used alongside active conflict tools like the DEAL method for resolving conflicts, the fracture team synergy, the bridge method handles what the DEAL method cannot: the emotional residue that lingers long after the solution has been agreed. The 6 steps of the bridge method. Step 1. Begin with an apology. Not a defensive non-apology. Not "I'm sorry you felt that way." A genuine, specific acknowledgement of what you did and the impact it had. Number 1. Name the specific action. I spoke over you in that meeting. Number 2. Acknowledge the impact. That undermined you in front of the team. Number 3. Take full ownership. I should not have done that, and I'm sorry. The apology is not just about the other person. It regulates you. When you fully own your part, something shifts internally. The defensive posture softens. You are no longer bracing for attack, because you have stopped pretending there is nothing to own. This step requires more courage than most people expect, but it creates the safety that makes every subsequent step possible. A note in Eamon's voice. Decades ago, I watched a senior colleague destroy a promising working relationship because he could not say those words cleanly. He kept adding qualifications, but you also earned every qualification and did whatever goodwill the apology had built. A genuine apology is complete. It ends with the period. Step 2. Reaffirm the relationship. This is the step most people skip, and skipping it is costly. After you have apologized, the other person needs to know why you're bothering. What does this relationship mean to you? Number 1. Name the value you place on the relationship specifically. I value what we have built together on this team. Number 2. Connect it to shared history or shared goals. We have worked through difficult projects before, and I trust we can work through this. Number 3. Signal your commitment to the future. I want us to find our footing again. This step does something important for emotional control. It reframes the conversation from confrontation to collaboration. You are no longer two people at odds. You are two people who share something worth protecting. That reframe changes the emotional register of everything that follows. For a deeper look at how the bridge method applies specifically to team dynamics, see how to use the bridge method to rebuild synergy after team breakdown. Step 3. Identify the breakdown. Here is where the emotional control method does its most demanding work. You have to name what actually went wrong, clearly, and without blame, while your body may still be carrying the residue of the original conflict. Number 1. Use a neutral problem statement, not an accusation. The breakdown happened when expectations about the deadline were not communicated clearly rather than you never told me what you needed. Number 2. Describe the observable sequence, what happened first, what followed, where things came apart. Number 3. Invite their perspective. That is how I understood it. Help me see where my read was wrong. In Chapter 9, I note that most conflicts are two people with unmet needs. This step is where you start to see that. Separating the person from the problem, treating the breakdown as a system failure rather than a character failure, makes it possible to examine it honestly without triggering a new defensive cycle. Without this step, you're apologizing for an event neither person has fully understood. Step 4. Discuss new expectations. Repairing a relationship without changing the conditions that damaged it is not repair. It is a temporary ceasefire. This step is where you build something better than what existed before. Number 1. Ask what they need going forward. What would make this work better for you? Number 2. Name what you need. For my part, I need to know earlier when priorities shift. Number 3. Construct clear, shared expectations together, so we are agreeing to flag any scope changes within 24 hours. Does that feel right? Unspoken expectations are premeditated resentments. That phrase from Chapter 9, "Say it right every time," has stuck with me for years, because it is precisely true. The old arrangement had gaps. Someone assumed. Someone resented the assumption. Naming the new rules explicitly removes that ambiguity. It also keeps both people cognitively engaged in building something, which is far better for emotional regulation than dwelling on what went wrong. Step 5. Gain agreement. A verbal understanding that both people leave the conversation with the same commitments. This step is often shortened to a nod or a sure, and that is where the repair quietly unravels. Number 1. Summarize what you have both agreed to, so to confirm what we have agreed. Number 2. Check for genuine alignment, not just compliance. Is there anything in that which does not feel right to you? Number 3. Allow space for adjustments. If anything needs changing, now is the time. A solution imposed on one person is not a solution. It is a postponed conflict. True emotional control in this step means resisting the urge to rush to closure, because you are tired and relieved to have gotten this far. Slow down. Make sure the agreement is real. The follow-up step will test it, but you want it to be solid before you get there. Step 6. Establish a follow-up. The final step, and the one that turns a conversation into a commitment. You schedule a specific check-in, a short meeting 2 weeks out, a 5-minute end-of-week conversation, a shared note in a project file. Number 1. Propose a concrete time and format. Can we check in on this in 2 weeks? Number 2. Name what the follow-up will cover. We can see whether the new expectations are working, and whether there's anything to adjust. Number 3. Confirm it is in both calendars or mutually acknowledged. Good. I will send a calendar invite today. The follow-up matters for emotional control in a specific way. It signals that the repair is ongoing, not concluded. Trust is rebuilt through repeated small confirmations, not single grand gestures. Knowing there is a follow-up reduces the anxiety both people carry after a difficult conversation, because neither person has to wonder whether the repair took. You will both find out together. Choosing the right structure for your situation. The bridge method is powerful, but it is not the only tool available. When you are in the midst of active conflict, rather than cleaning up after it, the deal method provides the structured problem-solving approach you need in that moment. Situation right tool. Conflict is active, solution not yet found deal method. Conflict resolved, but trust still damaged bridge method. Feedback triggered a defensive reaction core framework. Feedback damaged the relationship bridge for feedback repair. Conversation went wrong misdream recover method. The emotional state you are in when you reach for a tool matters as much as the tool itself. If you're still flooded, still reactive, you're not ready for bridge, give yourself time to stabilize first. 24 hours of distance is not weakness. It is preparation. If a feedback conversation, rather than a direct conflict, is the source of the damage, the recover method, when a feedback conversation goes wrong, may be the better starting point. Know your situation before you choose your structure. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with emotional repair. Even when people have the right framework, certain patterns undermine it. These are the most common ones I have seen. The mistake: skipping the apology and going straight to identifying the breakdown. Why it happens. Apologizing feels like admitting total fault when you believe both people contributed. What to do instead? Apologize for your specific part only. You do not need to own what is not yours. A partial, genuine apology is far more powerful than a forced total one. The mistake: treating the follow-up as optional. Why it happens. The conversation ends well and both people feel relief. The follow-up feels unnecessary. What to do instead? Schedule it before you leave the room. Relief is not the same as rebuilt trust. The follow-up is what confirms that the repair held. The mistake: attempting bridge while still emotionally flooded. Why it happens. You feel pressure to fix things quickly. Waiting feels like avoidance. What to do instead? Separate cooling down from avoiding. Tell the other person directly. I want to have this conversation properly. Can we set a time for tomorrow? That is not retreat. That is respect. Building fluency over time. The bridge method is a learnable skill, and it improves with deliberate practice. In chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time, I lay out a 60-day transformation plan that treats communication skills exactly the way you would treat any physical skill. Start with lower stakes situations, build the muscle memory, then apply it where the stakes are highest. For emotional control specifically, the progression matters. Practice the apology step first, in small moments where the stakes are low. A minor misunderstanding with a colleague, a friction point with a peer. Get comfortable owning your part cleanly, without qualifications. Then practice the expectation setting step in routine conversations, before any conflict arises. By the time you need the full framework in a high damage situation, each step will already feel familiar. Transformation is not linear. Some conversations will go better than expected. Others will stall at step two, and you will need the recover method when a team conversation goes wrong to steady things before you continue. That is not failure. That is what learning actually looks like. Frequently asked questions. What is the emotional control method in the bridge framework? The emotional control method embedded in the bridge framework is a six-step process. Begin with an apology. We affirm the relationship. Identify the breakdown, discuss new expectations, gain agreement, and establish a follow-up. It gives you structure to steady your emotions while repairing trust. How does the bridge method help with emotional control after conflict? The bridge method restores emotional control by replacing reactive impulses with deliberate steps. Each stage slows the conversation down, channels your energy productively, and prevents the emotional flooding that causes people to say things they later regret. When should you use the bridge method for emotional control? Use the bridge method when a conflict has ended, but the damage to trust remains. It works best when both people are no longer in active emotional escalation, but the relationship still feels strained, resentful, or uncertain about how to move forward. Can the bridge method be used when only one person is willing to repair the relationship? Yes, you can work through the early steps of the bridge method even if the other person is reluctant. Beginning with a genuine apology and reaffirming the relationship often creates enough safety for the other person to lower their defenses and engage in the process. What is the difference between the bridge method and the deal method for emotional control? The deal method is designed for active conflict, helping you define the issue and reach a solution in the moment. The bridge method comes after the conflict, focusing on emotional repair and rebuilding the trust that was damaged once the heat has passed. How long does it take to rebuild emotional control using the bridge method? A single bridge conversation can take 20 to 45 minutes if both people are prepared. Rebuilding deeper emotional trust takes longer, which is why the method includes a structured follow-up step to maintain accountability and steady progress over time. This much I know for certain: a repaired relationship is often stronger than one that was never tested. The crack that runs through a bone, properly healed, is denser than the original. But the healing requires structure, patience, and the courage to begin. The bridge method gives you the structure. The emotional control method it embeds gives you a way to stay steady while the repair takes hold. What you do with that is yours to choose. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.